This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, we don't get into, you know, national this day, national that day, hot dog day, Pop-Tart day, all those silly ones. Because, I mean, honestly, when you look at the daily info releases that I get, there's a million different days that are today. But there's one actually that you might want to pay attention to because it affects you as a homeowner. And there's some important stuff that I didn't even really think about or know about as a homeowner. So I thought we'd spend a few minutes bringing it to your attention. It's National Safe Digging Day today. And there's actually a number you can contact to get information on it. If you're going to do any project in your house, especially if you're a DIYer, this is important. So we want to welcome in Brendan Pack from Eversource to talk a little bit about this. Brendan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well, Brian. Happy 811 day.
Yeah, thanks. Before I get to what the number is and what it does, how often do people dig and hit something and that's a problem?
More frequently than you would care to imagine. It's a relatively common occurrence. There are situations that folks get into when not calling that could be avoided by engaging with call before you dig.
So, okay. So this 811 number, say I'm going to, and this, we're not just talking, flowers are one thing, but if you're going to dig up a tree or you're going to dig some fence posts, stuff like that, that's when people should do it, right?
Yeah. So generally what we say is there's no project too big or too small, whether it's just changing out, maybe a mulch bed for a stone feature instead, or whether you're putting an in-ground pool with a heater. There's really nothing too big or too small where you shouldn't call. We try to engage with everybody, and to put in perspective just how many folks do call, we had just shy of a quarter of a million tickets just in Connecticut alone last year.
Wow, so it's busy. And so people call 811, and what happens? Take me through it.
So you can actually engage in 811 and call before you dig in 811 in two ways. So you have the 811 phone number, or for those that may prefer to go online, you can go on cbyd.com. You can enter an e-ticket that way. Once you get that ticket submitted, from the time that you submitted it plus 2 days, member utilities will come out and get everything marked out in the proposed excavation area, which should be pre-marked with white paint. So we have that two-day window. Everybody will get everything marked out. It'll be flagged, painted, size of the facility, all that stuff will be indicated on the ground clearly from all the member utilities that could be in the proposed excavation area.
Okay, so it for all the utilities, and is there a cost associated?
Nope, it is 100% free for homeowners, excavators alike. It is a free service that is provided to the public, so no cost associated whatsoever.
Okay, so you're saying that you make, because a lot of times that was my question is, okay, well, I want to do something. You have to have some forward planning. You're saying that they'll do this within a couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. And if for some reason somebody can't get to a ticket, if a member utility is having some problems, maybe figuring out where their line might be, or they might have some conflicting records, they'll get in touch with whoever has submitted that ticket through the contact info or email on the ticket, and they'll make sure that all that stuff is coordinated and explained and identified.
We're talking with Brendan Pack from Eversource here. It is National Safe Digging Day. I didn't even know this was a service provided. I often see those little flags and stuff, but I just figured those are official things that big construction projects do. But you're telling me that they do that for even smaller projects on site, and you can do it within a couple of days, which I was also worried about having to wait a long time. Now, to motivate people, though, on the flip side, and I don't know the answer to it, so it's not a leading question, what if we don't do this and say I hit a line and say I severed it, is the homeowner liable for that?
It depends on the situation. So there can be different instances where the result of or the cause of a hit line could be varying. We'll always work with homeowners to make sure that first and foremost, if any line gets hit, whether it's electric, water, gas, first and foremost is everyone's safety involved. So we'll make sure that that situation's taken care of. The line is repaired. Everyone is as safe as can possibly be in that situation, and then we'll resolve it from there, usually with the regulator, our public utilities regulatory authority, PIRA.
Got it. Anything else we should know about?
The only thing I would say is just call every time. Every dig, every time, safety is in your hands. So no job really is too big or too small, and our number one goal is public safety. So if you have any questions, concerns, please call 811, visit cbyd.com, or feel free to reach out to your the utilities in your area. We're all more than willing to help.
Awesome. And just to review, the site is cbyd.com.
CBYD, Charlie Bravo, Yankee Delta.com.
Thanks. Brendan, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem, Brian. Thanks for having me. Take care now.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.